from the collapse of the New Left to postmodernism. With the collapse of the New Left, the socialist movement was dispirited and in disarray. No one was waiting expectantly for socialism to materialize. No one thought it could be achieved by appealing to the electorate. No one was in a position to mount a coup, and those willing to use violence were dead, in jail, or underground. What then was to be the next step for socialism? In 1974, Herbert Marcuse was asked whether he thought the New Left was history. He replied, quote, "I don't think it's dead, and it will resurrect in the universities," unquote. With hindsight, we can identify those who came to prominence as leaders of the postmodern movement: Michel Foucault, Jean-François Lyotard, Jacques Derrida, and Richard Rorty. But we can ask now, why those four? For all four, the personal and the professional are tightly linked, so a few biographical details are relevant. Foucault was born in 1926. He studied philosophy and psychology, receiving degrees from the École Normale Supérieure and the Sorbonne. He was a member of the French Communist Party from 1950 to 1953, but left over differences that eventually led him to declare himself a Maoist in 1968. Lyotard was born in 1924. Before turning to professional philosophy, he spent 12 years doing theoretical and practical work for the radical left group Socialism ou Barbarie. He finished his formal training in philosophy in 1958. Derrida was born in 1930. He began his formal study of philosophy in 1952 at the École Normale Supérieure in Paris, where he studied under Foucault. He associated closely with a group focused around Tel Quel, a far-left journal, and while sympathetic to the French Communist Party, he did not go so far as to join. Rorty was born in 1931. He received his PhD in philosophy from Yale in 1956. Not as far-left politically as the other three, Rorty is a strong social democrat who cites Socialist Party candidate and union leader A. Philip Randolph, for whom his parents worked for a time, as one of his great heroes. All four of these postmodernists were born within a seven-year span. All were well-trained in philosophy at the best schools. All entered their academic careers in the 1950s. All were strongly committed to left politics. All were well aware of the history of socialist theory and practice. All lived through the crises of socialism of the 1950s and the 1960s. And come the end of the 1960s and early 1970s, all four had high standing in their professional academic disciplines and high standing among the intellectual left. Accordingly, in the 1970s, as the far left collapsed once again, it turned to those best able to think strategically, those best able to situate the left historically and politically, and those most up to speed on the latest trends in epistemology and the state of knowledge. Foucault, Lyotard, Derrida, and Rorty proved themselves by those criteria. Accordingly, it was those four who signaled the new direction for the academic left. If one is an academic foe of capitalism, then one's weapons and tactics are not those of the politician, the activist, the revolutionary, or the terrorist. Academics' only possible weapons are words. And if one's epistemology tells one that words are not about truth or reality or in any way cognitive, then in the battle against capitalism, words can only be a rhetorical weapon. The next question then is how postmodern epistemology comes to be integrated with postmodern politics. End of chapter 5. For a summary chart of the argument of Chapter 5, The Evolution of Socialist Strategies, see www.stephenhicks.org and search for The Evolution of Socialist Strategies.